Delaware casinos post double-digit September revenue declines. Statewide haul down 21.3%. Statewide figures show sharp year-on-year drop. Delaware's three casinos reported a combined $36.4 million in revenue for September, a 21.3% decline from the $46.2 million recorded the same month a year earlier, according to figures published by the Delaware Lottery. All three properties posted double-digit year-over-year drops, with video lottery terminals, VLTs, and table games both contributing to the downward trend. VLT revenue across the state fell to $32.3 million from $41.2 million a year earlier, a 21.3% decrease. Table game receipts also weakened, sliding 20.7% from $5.1 million to $4.1 million. Property-level performance and broader context. Delaware Park in Newcastle generated the most revenue in September at $15.3 million, but still posted a 16.3% decline from $18.3 million the previous year. Its VLTs produced $13.1 million, off 17.8% year-over-year, while table games accounted for $2.2 million, down 6.3%. Bally's Dover recorded the largest percentage fall. Revenue at the Dover track dropped 28.1% to $11.9 million from $16.6 million a year earlier. VLT take fell 27.3% to $10.8 million, and table games plunged 35.2% to $1.2 million. Harrington Casino posted the smallest top line of the three, with $9.2 million in September revenue, an 18.9% decline from $11.3 million a year prior. Both segments were lower. VLTs declined 18.1%, and table games dropped 27.8%. Industry observers say the fall in brick-and-mortar receipts is consistent with pressures facing regional casinos. Persistent economic headwinds, continuing shifts to online gambling and sports betting in neighboring jurisdictions, and competition for discretionary entertainment spend. For Delaware, declines at the casinos have knock-on effects for state tax receipts and related funds, including racing purses and local employment. Operators and the Delaware Lottery typically monitor monthly variations closely. Any extended weakness could prompt promotional measures, changes to floor mixes, or additional investment in non-gaming amenities to recapture customer traffic. Market watchers will be watching subsequent monthly reports and the upcoming holiday quarter to see whether September represents a temporary dip or the start of a longer trend.